Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell, and this is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God and share the Word of God. We had a good year. We had a good year this year.
Good football year. The basketball team's doing okay.
Yeah.
We're not real basketball fans, but they're doing okay. And, yesterday we started a great topic here, Jada, on pursue peace.
Pursue peace.
You have to pursue peace. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Peace is not something that's osmosis. It is something that Jesus has given unto us,
right?
But you have to enforce it. You know, isn't it amazing? We quit talking about authority, but authority is involved in the kingdom of God. If you're going to do what God called you to do, you're going to have to use the authority that he's given you in order to get these things to come to pass. Now, we started with this scripture.
Yes, we started with 1 Peter 3:11. It says, let him, the believer, turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it.
Right. This could also speak to the sinner as they begin to turn, as they come to Jesus. Here's what you're going to get to do. Read it again. Let him turn away from evil
and do good.
All right.
Let him seek peace and pursue it.
All right. Let him seek. Let him pursue. In other words, it's something that you have to go after. Now, the world has a way of saying peace is just simply the absence of conflict. If we don't have conflict, we don't have peace. I think that's kind of one of the goals of the United Nations. That organization that really doesn't do anything. But at any rate, that's what the goal, that's what the world wants to sell you. But then we left off yesterday talking about this very important scripture that Jesus gives, which is one of your favorite scriptures.
One of my favorites, which is John 14:27.
Yeah, you want to read that one?
Do
you
have that one so I can say it correctly? Because I have my version of it when I'm praying.
Yeah.
But it says in John 14:27, let me do the New King James. 14:27. Let me slip over here to New King James. Peace I leave with you. This is Jesus speaking. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you.
Peace is a spirit. And he says he leaves it with us.
Right.
It's there. It's available for you. Jetty used the illustration yesterday of having money in the bank. But if you never go to the bank and make a demand to withdraw the money won't do you any good. It'll just sit there. That might earn some interest and it might not, depending on what kind of account. But it won't do you personally any good until you go and withdraw. You know, they have found street people who've been living on the street for years, who died on the street. I remember reading about one, about a gentleman in California. And when they finally, when he died, they got to checking into him and found out that he had an estate worth over $2 million. But he never made access to or demand on any of the money.
Right.
It just sat there.
But there's also the idea that, do you even know you have it? I mean,
right.
If God puts it in your bank account, but then you don't have the knowledge of it,
right,
then you're not going to go to the bank and get it out.
Yeah.
You know, we were just watching the football game last night, and there was a commercial from Tennessee. My hood's bothering me. Well, there was a commercial from Tennessee that said, you might have money with the state of Tennessee and go find it. And we did that, right? We went and looked to see if we had money. We saw people in there that we knew, last name Campbell. But, you know, you had to pursue it.
Yeah.
You had to look for it.
You had to go for it. It was lost money.
That was lost
that they're trying to get people to claim before the state takes it.
Right.
And
I wanted to say this, the scripture that we read at the very beginning, if you look at the NLT, it says, oops, that's not it. The NLT version says, search for peace. So when we say pursue peace, you're actually searching for peace. So if you don't have peace in your life concerning one situation, or there's just general lack of peace, you search for peace by searching the Word of God. And we'll talk about that later. And it says work to maintain it. It takes work on our part. And that's what we're talking about today.
That's exactly right. So John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you. So Jesus has left peace with you and for you.
Right.
And he says, my peace I give to you. So now the peace that led Jesus, the peace that kept him from lashing his tongue out at others, the peace that kept him asleep in the boat when the boat was sinking, He never was concerned about where his next meal was coming from. He said, the Son of Man has no place to lay his head down. He didn't have a place to sleep. He was not consumed with those things.
You know, when he was being beaten, yeah. when he knew that his death was coming, when he walked to Golgotha, there was a supernatural peace about him that he could walk in.
That's right.
And that's the peace that we're talking about.
That's right.
Opposite of what the world considers
that's
peace.
Right. It says, not as the world gives,
right.
do I give to you. See, that's that absence of violence.
Mm-hmm.
But let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Now, there's two things there mm-hmm. that I see right off the bat, Jay, that people got to do.
That's right.
Number one, you have to keep your heart from being troubled, and you have to keep your heart from being afraid.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? God put some of this on you. Mm-hmm. He said, pursue peace. And while you're pursuing that, don't let your heart be troubled and don't let it be afraid. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, fear tries to come and grip us.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of the economy, the fear of the political arena, the fear of everything that's going on, the fires, death.
The fear of death, what's
going to
happen?
These things will try to consume you, right? It's a mind thing. These are thoughts, and these are strongholds that are set up in our mind that you and I have to take authority over using the word of God so that we can cast down these vain imaginations that are causing us to have fear, worry, anxiety. Those are three things that God does not want us to have. That's why he said in Philippians, he said, be anxious for nothing. Mm-hmm. No anxiety, no fear, no worry. All right. And these are not the things that God has given to us.
Right.
But he's given us an ability to protect our mind so that we can keep our mind from going down these rabbit holes. If you talk to people, they'll tell you, man, I couldn't sleep last night. Well, why not? I couldn't stop my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, you have the ability to stop your mind. You have the ability to stop the thoughts of fear, the thoughts of worry, the thoughts of anxiety. All of these things you have authority over, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to work the word of God
right.
so that your mind can stay on peace.
And what you do to do that is if you are having these thoughts in your mind that you cannot get away, you feel like you're bombarded with these thoughts,
right.
you replace those thoughts with the word of God, which means you need to prepare yourself beforehand. If that is a tendency for you, that your mind is racing, you can't get to sleep at night, you see this as a pattern, go through the Bible and find you scriptures that talk about peace, that talk about wholeness, that talk about living in peace with Christ. You only need two or three. If you can't memorize them, write them down and put them on your bedside table. And when you get to that point where your mind will not shut off, then you read those scriptures, quote those scriptures, sing those scriptures. You cannot, science has proven that you cannot have two thoughts at one time, which means that if you replace that thought with the scripture, then you have taken captive that thought that is bringing anxiety. You've taken it captive. Yeah. You've thrown it out and you replaced it.
And you may have to do it more than once.
Sure. You got to do it over and over again.
Now you
until
got
it
something there.
Well, I looked up the biblical definition of peace because we talked about what peace is not. Peace is not what the world says is peace, which is the opposite of war, the opposite of that. But it says here, it's a state of wholeness. It's a state of harmony and well-being that comes from God. So this supernatural peace that we're talking about that you need to pursue is a supernatural right. peace, comes from God, and it gives you a wholeness. It gives you a harmony. And it says down here, it first was introduced in the Old Testament, and it means completeness and soundness. So there is a completeness, a wholeness, a soundness that you can walk through whatever chaos is going on
that's
around
right.
you. You can walk in that supernatural peace.
Yeah. Now listen to this in John 16:33. These things I've spoken to you that in me, you may have peace. Now listen, Jesus is saying you may have peace. Why? Because you have to pursue it. You have to go after it. You have to enforce it. He says in the world, you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now listen, here's the world's definition again of peace is the absence of conflict. But listen to this. Here's some things that go with tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
Think about these as we say them. Trouble, suffering. I talked about trouble yesterday in 2 Timothy 3. Mm-hmm. Suffering. Are there people suffering? That'll get on your mind and take away your peace.
Or you're suffering over something.
Yeah.
That suffering that you're feeling over some conflict that's going on in your life.
Mm-hmm. Persecution and pain. Those things rob your mind of peace. They rob your life of peace. And you focus on these things. And ladies and gentlemen, I know this is, you know, it's going to be too hard to get all that over. We're about out of time. But you don't have to believe everything the world says about you. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to believe everything that you hear. And in fact, if you're hearing things that are causing anxiety, worry, stress, these type of things, quit listening to those. Right. Turn them off. Remove yourself from them. Mm-hmm. That's the first step to victory. Remove yourself from them and find a place where you can shelter. Find it in God. He is our shelter.
Right.
I mean, and then we'll begin to experience some
peace. We decided a while back not to watch news anymore. We don't watch the news like just the general
not
news. We just choose to read. We read articles. We read things. And we can contain our emotions in that way because we choose to read things. And, you know, the watching TV news is a very emotional thing. You know, you're reacting to it. So if things are coming against you and basically creating anti-peace, then in this pursuit, then these are the things that we can do. We can intentionally say, okay, I don't need that in my life. I can learn what's going on in the world in a different way and do things specifically to get away from those things that are anti-peace.
That's right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. And I pray, Lord, we will exercise our authority and we will take captive our thoughts and we will live in peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM when you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there to get your family and friends connected with Mike Campbell Ministries, PM in the AM, a daily word of encouragement. If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
All right. Well, be sure and join us tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel as we pursue peace at PM in the AM. God bless everybody.
God bless.